Welcome into the show. You just found the most entertaining Iowa podcast in the world. It's the Washed Up Walk-Ons. Some bad shit, some good shit, right? I think you know what I'm talking about. Some breaking news late in the podcast, though. This is a fun one. Me, Grant, and Kev break down the game, talk about the top 25, your 16th ranked Hawks, a whole lot more. Hawks by a million. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Ever just read the some of the conversations in the Discord? It's just like, what is going on? It's ridiculous.
You want to share?
I just read in the food channel, which if you're interested out there, Swish put, I'm in bulk season. Some nights I'll pound 8 tilapia fillets with 2 cups of brown rice like a lunatic.
Good Lord.
Like, that's the kind of shit that you see in the Washed Up Walk-Ons Patreon. Welcome into the episode 472, I think. We are quickly approaching 500.
Do we have a plan for that yet?
Well, at Tight End U.
I was going to say, we have a video commitment from someone.
At Tight End U, we have Dallas on mic, secretly recording, saying that he's in for 500. That conversation was...
You had a hat mic on him?
He knew we were recording. Grant was had the camera up.
I was like 5 feet away from him. He was well aware.
And he fully committed and was like, I want to come on the pod, like, whenever. Like, you guys get me on. I was like, well, we got 500 coming up, probably like right away this off season. So we'd love to have you on. He said, let's make it happen. Drake was a part of that conversation. And I have a hard time believing that we get Dallas Clark on the show and Drake doesn't show up for that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, my guy. So for all you that are sad out there about Drake leaving the show, know this: on occasion, even if it's rare, he'll poke his head back in like Punxsutawney Phil. He might see a shadow and run back inside. But
what run 472? I mean, it might be around Punxsutawney. It might be like Groundhog Day that 500 drops.
Well, we do 2 a day. Jesus Christ. Feels like Grant probably does 2 a day to him. We do 2 a week. And there's what? 6 weeks left in the year. So that's 12. Maybe 7 weeks left in the year. So that's 14. Puts us in the mid 80s.
What's Groundhog's Day is what? The February? It's like first week of February, right?
We're going to be
Friday, February 2nd.
I think we won't quite be at 500.
We just got to pump out a few more then.
But we could, and it would probably be smart with a big episode like that. We could probably just record ahead, and Drake would poke his head, and then he'd scurry back into his hole. But again, welcome into the podcast. Glad that you're here. Not glad for any other reason, though. It's actually a sad day. It's a horrible day.
Are you referring to JMU getting denied again by the NCAA?
Was that official?
It's official. They said
no.
They denied their letter.
Those communists.
I know.
It doesn't make sense. Like, why would you have to sit out a year going up a level of
what is the rule? Why is it
so
a rule?
It's a rule. So their idea is that they don't want teams going up and then going back down like super fast. But you should only be penalized for going back down. You shouldn't be penalized for going up and being good.
Right.
The problem is do they have – they still have jurisdiction over, like, the FCS programs, right?
Yes, they have more of the jurisdiction over FCS than they do FBS.
So, yeah, it seems like the rule would be, okay, you come up, that's great. You go back down, that's where you get your two-year
– right,
like, not eligible for your stats to count or whatever, you know, like, whatever the right rules are. Man, what a stupid rule.
It is a dumb rule. They should disband. I don't see what
would happen. Like, what would happen?
Well, we would lose the NCAA tournament in March, which would suck. But
someone would pick it up.
Oh no! Somebody has to draw rectangles on a board and write teams' names.
Yeah,
like I would do that job.
Like you don't think
I would gladly. I'm just the bracketology guy. I would love that job.
You don't think that with as many people in the sports space that care about that, care about bowl games, care about the college football playoff, do you know how quickly a committee would form that would take on those?
How much money there is behind college sports? I mean, yeah. You could create an organization within a month that could do all the governing, easy, all the scheduling, all that stuff.
And you could cut out all the, it would basically be like starting from scratch again. You just cut the BS because I'm sure the NCAA, there's a lot of things that are going to come up where it's like, hey, we need somebody to like decide on this, or like we need a rule for this. And then that committee is going to have to be like, okay, well now we're where the NCAA was when they formed as an organization. We got to start coming up with stuff. But like at this point, the NCAA is just, they're just
cowards. They don't want to see JMU succeed.
JMU is dominating.
They're scared of JMU. They're scared of the
game terrified. Day is there this weekend.
I know. I was really hoping to. It'd be like, oh, it'd be so perfect if they get to announce that they're bowl, like they can play in the postseason now.
Can you imagine the pop
game
day?
Oh boy, it'd be awesome.
Middle of game day, it's like 9 or 10 in the morning over there, and they're like, by the way, big announcement, Dukes, you guys are eligible.
Yeah,
cheer. They would go nuts.
So technically, they still can play in a bowl game if there's too many under 500 teams. So like, if everyone is bad, they will send JMU.
Well, with how many bowl games there are nowadays, I think Nebraska was one of those teams a few years back. They got in, played in a bowl at like 5-7.
I believe recently, Scott Docterman put out like a bowl game projections, and it had JMU in one because of that rule. So. That's our best chance right now. But I was hoping they were gonna be eligible after today, and then the next week's playoff poll was gonna have like JMU 4,
like 7th,
just right in the mix, ready to go.
You know what's really screwed up about that bowl scenario where they have to like go in and play like, because the team that they would play in a bowl game would be like 6-6. They would win the bowl game 60-0.
Yeah, they're in big trouble.
Are they going to go 13-0? Are they going to be the new? Are they going to be the 2023 NCAA champs?
Unofficial champs.
I think they should actually hang a banner though. Like they should.
You would be more in favor. You would be. It would not rub you as wrong as when UCF did it.
No, because there's like the NCAA is strangleholding JMU. Like we can't. We have no idea how high this bird can fly.
I want to see the bird fly at max speed.
Yeah, it's a what is it in the other guys? It's like, I'm a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
Well, that's Luca Garza too? Right there. Yeah,
I think he stole it from the other guys, but
probably did. And by the way, Luca, you gotta let that peacock fly.
You should.
Shout out to Luca for coming on the show this summer. That was sick.
Yeah, they might need him on the Wolves now if all their players are getting strangled.
I see all the time people complaining about why he is not on an active NBA roster, and I get that defensively in the NBA, he's a little bit slow. Some might say he's a lot slow. The guys that he's playing against that are his height are just, you know, he's a 5 and they're a 2, right? They're handling the ball like a 2 guard. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like he plays so hard and is he can compete offensively in the league. He's proven that.
I think his time's coming. I think it's gonna come somewhere. But he has a two-way contract, I think, right now.
He's got it better than most for sure.
Yeah.
Man, JMU, man.
Devastating.
And their basketball team's killing it?
Actually ranked JMU. I think the basketball team's eligible though, because they're like that. I don't think that it doesn't affect them. They didn't change.
They were probably already a D1 team. For some reason in basketball, there's like 400 Division I basketball teams.
I think there's 300, and I'll have to check KenPom.
370 or something like that. And I have to imagine that has to do with facilities and funding, because it's a lot easier to build a basketball arena or a gym than it is to build.
I think it's a scholarship thing too.
But. Right. Yeah, yeah. Kev, what do you think about with walk-on money, we get JMU merch for Christmas? and we all
on
just
the, on the walk-on store.
No, I'm saying
we buy ourselves some JMU merch.
We order each of us like a JMU t-shirt.
We do like a Secret Santa, but it's all just JMU merch.
Everybody gets a JMU t-shirt.
It's all just different JMU hoodies.
I want us to find a similar podcast set up to what we have from JMU and buy whatever JMU merch they have.
Mm.
If there's a Dukes by a Million shirt out there, I want it.
Or we just make it.
Did we just? Is that what we do? We start going after the down and out, the ones who are getting bent over by the NCAA.
I hope to God that Brian Ferentz is the JMU Dukes new coach next year.
Well, a lot of people were saying like we were going to get their OC or something. What if they just swap?
They were said that guy is in high demand, right?
Yeah.
He's in high demand with this. By the way, Kev, I know that coaching for you is probably never out of the question. Like, it's probably always going to be in the back of your mind somewhere. You need to get into college coaching right now, and then you need to get a major job and just get fired.
Oh, yeah. It's actually crazy how they structure these deals, man.
Dude.
It's fully guaranteed money. Like, no performance objectives whatsoever. Just don't get fired for cause like Mel Tucker.
We got to make Mel Tucker shirts too, man. I'm sure they're already out there. Mel Tucker and JMU Christmas Secret Santa gifts. Dude, Jimbo's going to make on average $26,000 a day for the next 8 years.
Dick.
To not coach at that university. He can go get a job somewhere else and make additional money.
What do you think, like Kroger?
No. Let me tell you this. There's plenty of – I mean, he's probably not going to land at a Texas A&M location. Somebody will.
There's a lot of places that will pay him $4 to $5 million a year.
Oh, yeah.
No one's going to take him for sure.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be coaching somewhere, so.
Yeah, I bet. He has probably been one of the most underperforming coaches the last several years.
Where all has he been?
Well, he won a national championship, didn't he?
He did. That was 10 years ago with Jameis Winston. But since he's been at AMM, like, he's gotten a lot of talent and just hasn't been able to do much with it. You know,
I was answering the where has he been question.
Pull up A&M's recruiting class rankings, Grant.
So A&M, before that, he was at Florida State. I believe before that, he was on Saban's staff, was he?
I think so, because he's a part of that whole, every time they bring up the, you know, Saban against his assistants.
2023, they are number 10.
That's low. That's low for them.
Or composite 15, however you want to.
Give me like 2020, 2021, 2022.
Okay. 2022, they are number one.
I mean, brother, you got all the five stars and you can't win football games?
Transfer rank was 106, though.
You don't need them.
Interesting.
You got all the good ones out of high school.
2021, they're number nine. And then I'll give you 2020 as well. 2020, they're number six.
I mean, come on.
I mean, they went number six, number nine, number one, number 10.
What do you want?
They're like almost 500 ball club right now.
How about both coaches getting fired after that game?
I know. I kind of thought Jimbo was on the way out. I did not anticipate it was after a 40-point win, though.
Yeah.
What's the other guy's name? Zach
Garnett.
And he just got trounced before he could even get a full year in the program.
10 games in the program. That's weird, man. That's weird. But
with Mississippi State, though,
A&M is 6-4, and they have had. I mean, I bet there's only five other schools in the country, if that, that have gone better totally in the last 5 years.
Oh yeah. Like, well, and the thing is, I see A&M as a team who should be able to compete with Georgia and Alabama every year. Like, they should, they have the resources, they have the recruiting class, they have the location. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no reason.
I mean, it just goes to show you that he was not good at developing talent.
Yeah,
he was good at recruiting talent.
You start to see the true effect of, like, when people start to question, like, okay, but does coaching actually matter, or does the best players just make the best teams and they always win? It's like culture.
I mean, yes, the best players usually go to the best teams, and the best teams win.
There's correlation, but it's not.
Nick Saban also knows how to coach. Like, right, Nick Saban is not just a recruiter. He is a damn good football coach and knows how to teach the game of football. For people who don't know, Nick Saban was Phil Parker's coach.
Yeah.
That's where Phil Parker learned football from. And Phil Parker has passed that on. He is a phenomenal teacher.
Up for the Broyles Award.
Should win it.
He's never had a better case than this year, man.
Yeah.
He's never had a better case than this year. And by the way, he's on that list every single year. They never give it to him. He damn near deserves it every single year. There was a little bit of Ward Stradamus on our last episode talking about how the Northwestern coach would be a potential good hire.
Oh, did they make that official?
They made it official.
I mean, kudos to him, man. I think he's deserved it.
What a come up for him. He wasn't even with the program.
Yeah, that's why he can be hired as the full-time guy, because he wasn't there for the car washing.
The car wash, dude. They were
just washing some cars, man.
And I think by cars, I think they mean wieners.
I think they mean some lubed up offensive linemen. I think he's done a phenomenal job given the circumstances. Fully deserves the job.
I do too. Hard to win. Northwestern's a spot where you've got a ceiling. You've got a little bit of a cap because you are you're handicapping yourself with the academics. It's similar to Stanford. Stanford had a great run with what was that guy's name? David Shaw. But it's going to be really hard to sustain that at a place like, I mean, even Duke, Northwestern, Stanford. Those are kind of the three, because most of the time when you get really smart guys who are worried about school, I mean, I work out with Cole Fisher every Friday. Cole Fisher was a great special teams player. He was ended up being a pretty damn good linebacker who started for us and made an impact in that 2015 season. Guy gave up a lot of time on the field, a lot more time on the field potentially, because he was focused on being an engineer. Like, and it was very, like, he said that in interviews when he was like a junior and senior. He's like, yeah, you know, I've had more time to focus on football, and it correlates to more time on the playing field. But if you can win 7-8 games a year at Northwestern, man, I mean, that's, and he's got 5, potentially 6 or 7 in year one.
So, yeah. I mean, they've got Purdue and Illinois to finish out the year. So
definitely could win them.
Definitely got a chance to go to a bowl game, which, coming from a 1-11 season, bunch of off season turmoil, like, phenomenal job.
Is Northwestern going to be the team that plays JMU in the bowl game?
It's a lot of purple.
It's so much purple.
I'll allow it, though.
I'd attend, and I'd wear my new JMU merch. Speaking of merch, the Walk-Ons Holiday merch is available. Let me
I really like this one, too.
You like this one, Grant?
I really like what we have right now. A lot of options.
So many options. You can get on here. I know that there is actually a tag for this, a URL, if you will. And the other day I was just like, yeah, you can find it on our socials. And you can go to our link tree and find it. But if you want, it's adcraftwebstores.com/washedupwalkonsholiday2023. And you can find yourself a t-shirt with Gary's face on it, our names on it, nice little new walk-ons design. Goat Wallace makes a return to the lineup. Hawks by a million, known for great D, Walk-Ons logo, all the good stuff. Got a request for a Kevin t-shirt. Kevin shirt.
An idea or just a request?
Just a request.
Can I submit another request? I would also like a Kevin shirt.
Okay. So that makes Grant and Alyssa, Kevin's fiance, have requested a t-shirt. If we make one, I think it's got to be your face kind of caricaturized with just standing there with two burritos.
One's a snack, two's a meal.
One's a snack, two's a meal. That's your t-shirt.
We gotta get in with a local burrito place, whoever wants to be on part of that deal.
I mean, Cade, you know, he's probably a top five Discord member.
Yeah, we need Cade to run that one up the chain, man, because I do enjoy a good
Estella. The problem is Estella's has their own Talk About It network. So
the problem with that is Estella's actually packs them thick.
And so
one is a meal at Estella's.
One's a meal. So we just need the local Poncheros to reach out. Dude, could we get the burrito lift to be part of the Walk-Ons podcast? Could we have
instead of the one big burrito, it's like two burritos. You have to
two little burritos, and we get the soundtrack that they play in Kinnick. You've got to pump them up. You've got to pump it up. You know,
don't you know, pump it up.
And we could make that a segment where it's like the burrito lift pump it up segment where every week we find like a good story or something we want to highlight and we pump it up. Why don't we do that?
Grant, you seem like the type of guy that would be, when they do that, you seem like the type of guy that they'd be throwing up in the air.
Yeah.
No, I haven't gotten thrown. I've never been tossed up into the air. No.
Feels like you would be the pick for that though.
Why do you say that?
Cause you're light.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe you're not light. Maybe I'm just assuming that because you're shorter.
No, I'm dense. I'm like a dying star.
You're built like
compact. Yeah.
New Grant t-shirt idea for the spring drop. I'm a dying star.
I was gonna say you could do. I'm surprised the Kevin shirt wasn't life cereal. You could quote like Drake. More well, life, more opportunity.
We're gonna run into
life is spelled L-Y-F-E.
Okay, we could. We're gonna run into some potential copyright issues with there. The other one is maybe like Turn Signal Kev, which we haven't had in a while. But there's a lot of options, and I think
are we encouraging that then?
No, we definitely like Kev when he's in his throne in his office. But yeah, check out the Washed Up Walk-Ons merch as always. Just like the Hops by a Million Beer, just like the Patreon stuff, you are spending money. And half of the profit is going to the children. It's buying blankets and games and presents for the kids for the I believe it's called the Child Life Fund is what I donated to at the end of each year. And we get to do some pretty cool stuff there. And buy the merch. And as well, go buy the rest of the Hops by a Million. It's still there. If you weren't able to make the event, but you live in Iowa City, Coralville, Cedar Rapids, close, Go buy the rest of the Hops by a Million over at Back Pocket.
I did. I did go by yesterday. Actually, bought myself another case just in love case that. Sounds like they're close to running out.
I think they're very close to running out. So, Kev, we had a little like a powwow, me, Drake, and Gary about it. But I think the future is we just go all in on the beer and like maybe even the podcast fades to black. But
we'll always have the beer.
We always have the beer and we always have the merch. For those out there, we're speaking into existence. Hops by a Million is going to be in Kinnick Stadium. I promise you. We're going to make that
promise.
Happen.
You're
I'm promising right now. We're going to
capital
make
G
that
guarantee.
Happen.
It's probably
I can't
best promise. If we don't call out the athletic director if we want to make that happen, but you know.
We kicked that guy off the show. What are you talking about? He's gone. I don't even know what you're talking about, Kevin.
I was unaware anyone said anything.
I'm not even sure. I don't even know what Kevin is speaking of. What I do know is probably the real problem there is that Swarm is obviously a great cause and something that we're all for. We're pro Swarm around here, and we would be diluting the profit to that, but.
Then like they just wouldn't sell
one of the other beers, man.
Yeah. Like they'll sell Coors Light and Busch.
Oh, we're just gonna kick one of them out.
Well, no, I'm saying
we're not gonna kick out Busch Light. Let's be realistic here. But I think they sell Easy Yeti, and they also sell which I also love is a good beer. But I think they sell
They sell something shitty that's on the bottom of the.
No, they sell Bud Light in there. Bud Light's a horrible beer.
Okay, well, we could kick whatever out. It's going to be hard because we are the proceeds are. It says on the can, the proceeds are benefiting that big tall building right next to Kinnick Stadium. So it seems like a good fit. We're going to try and make it there. I guess I can't necessarily promise you, but I promise you that the big dreams, the big scary dreams of us four, are to make this beer very, very big, a huge hit, and distribute it everywhere.
Your promise is to dream big.
Promises to dream big here. We have to talk about it.
I don't want to.
Let's start with a good note, actually. You know what? Last night, the Hawks were ranked 16th in the CFP poll. That's pretty damn high.
Unranked in the AP.
AP is dead. It's official.
The issue with the AP has always been it's like beat writers who focus on their team all Saturday.
Yeah.
Who have to rank every team.
It's really, and I've always thought that's like a really hard thing to do. When
I
you're
don't know how they do it.
Yeah. How can you watch three other football games that day when you're there for pregame?
More than three. You got to watch.
I was going to say, Kev.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like even watching three football games that day, if you're a beat writer for whatever team you're following, like it's got to be nearly impossible.
Beat writers are putting out, like, I know Eichholt is. And Doctorman and Lystico, those guys are putting out like
Scott has a vote in the AP poll.
So does Lystico, I think.
Or is
Lystico in the Lystico votes for something?
I would believe that
USA Today poll.
Maybe, yeah. I know this. Those guys are just as they should be. They're focused on putting out content. I mean, they're putting out multiple articles, game recaps, summaries, all this stuff. They have their own podcast that they're worried about. Like, they would have to absolutely know life 24/7 during the season to actually know and look and get a good idea of all these other teams.
Exactly. Sure, that's why we have the Gary poll.
And that's why the Gary poll matters so much.
Because Gary is watching five games a day at least.
Oh, more. He's double.
Five at once.
Yeah, he's watching four or five at once every single hour.
Well, that's true. YouTube TV has come out with a...
The
revolutionary technology.
Oh,
the quad box, man.
Failed product. You don't get to pick the quad, bro. You don't get to pick the quad box. I'm not going to compliment the quad box until I get to pick it.
I agree. It should be customizable, but hey, you come out with
the product. It's never like the bet all, like you'll have four good games on at once. There's never one with like all four of them at the same time.
I want to say it's tied to like networks. Like probably. ABC, ESPN can get shown on the same quad or whatever.
I want it tied to FS1. Consumer demand and whatever I say.
I think they did say they're working on that.
I had an angry tweet and they DM'd me and told me to fill out a survey.
YouTube TV
did you fill out the survey. Mm-hmm.
I'd never filled it out. No, I'm not doing a survey.
It's on you.
I'm not doing work. What do
it's
I
got? On
I,
you then.
They read it. They read the tweet. That was my survey.
When's the last time one of you filled out a survey? I know when I did it. Yes, it was recently. I filled out a Taco John survey for like $2 off a breakfast burrito like 2 weeks ago. Worth it.
There you go.
16th in the CFP poll, which the AP and the coaches poll, those are it's funny because everybody goes by those and then the CFP comes out and we immediately switch over. And it's like, okay, AP and coaches, you are no longer relevant. It does not matter.
Pretty much worthless. Yep.
So, wild. If you want to pull, could you pull up that poll, Grant, as well as your rankings?
Wait, which one do you want first?
You can pull up the CFP, just because they have us ranked higher than you do. Some grievances day are there. The Hawks are the guys on the inside in Iowa City are.
Well, I ranked Iowa before they did, so I was.
This is true.
I'm saying
this is true.
I'm working on. Hold on.
I see. Beautiful graphic here. Georgia number one, Ohio State number two, Michigan number three, and the Seminoles at number four. Right there at number 16, the Iowa Hawkeyes, just behind LSU, just ahead of a out of nowhere Arizona Wildcat team this year.
Oh yeah.
You've got Penn State at 12, And those are your four Big Ten teams, the big three in the East and Iowa. And then you got some fun ones in there. Kansas, Tulane.
How do you think we would be if we beat Minnesota?
If we didn't get boned?
Where are we ranking right now?
I think we
probably not a lot higher because we don't have a whole lot of quality wins.
Right. I would say max two spots higher at 14. They're not going to rank. They would not rank us ahead of Penn State.
Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah, being 9-1, you'd be above a three loss LSU, probably above Oklahoma. Not above Penn State. Probably not over Ole Miss either.
Yeah, I would say 14th. Yeah. Which is in next year's system would only be two spots out of the playoff.
A few games to go, I'll take it.
Only four spots out of the playoff right now. And you got to imagine if the Hawks make it to 10-2 here, they might move up those two, three, four spots. Who knows?
Is Oklahoma going to make the Big 12 championship?
There's a four way race right now.
Well, have you seen that mess?
Oh, the 12 way tie scenario?
People are still trying to figure out who's going to go to the Big 12 championship.
I guess there's four teams at 5-2 in the Big 12. So
Iowa State is like got a real chance. They have a huge game this weekend against number 7 Texas there.
Yeah. No, that's a huge game for them.
Fun fact, by the way, I think one of the Iowa State guys said this in his interview, and that caused he kind of gave the Longhorns bulletin board material. I think Iowa State, when Texas comes to Ames, Iowa State is like four of their last five against the Longhorns.
You also got to imagine Texas is such an up and down program.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's not this year's Texas every year.
No, you're right. Will you pull up the G-Bone, the Gary top 25? No. More important.
Some are saying.
Most are saying is what I've heard. Can we, Grant, I think this is a great idea for you. Could we make the graphic from now on? Could you just put in the corner the Gary top 25 sponsored by Hops by Million?
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah.
You need to send me the logo, though. I don't have it.
I can do that.
Behold.
JMU at 13.
Yeah, baby.
Honestly, I think I might put them in the top five out of spite. Now that I know they're officially out, they might sneak into the top five.
Was there someone else on that petition too?
Jacksonville State.
Okay. And they're D1 now as well?
They are D1 now as well.
Explain to me the Washington over Ohio State.
I have 22-1 and Michael Penix Jr. So that puts them personal up pretty high. And also, I think the Pac-12 is the deepest conference this year. I think anyone who's playing in there is going to have a harder schedule. So I value them being undefeated right now in that conference more.
Okay.
But like the only reason I don't have them up higher is because they have a lot of shaky games right now. Yeah, but it's like also, I mean, like they haven't absolutely steamrolled everyone like Michigan has.
They are playing Oregon State this weekend.
They are. They're going to Corvallis, and which should be a really good game.
Yeah, and I've heard from several people that a lot of people think this is the week the Huskies catch an L.
Yeah, I mean, Oregon State's a really good team. Like, and they play really good defense. And I don't know, like that conference is so deep. Like, if you get away with one loss, I think you're a great team.
Yeah.
Like,
the Beavers are just on a revenge tour this year for being the ones left out of the Pac-12 party.
Did you see that drama? The Pac-12 elected to give the Beavers and Wazoo like the only board seats on the Pac-12 or like all the decision-making power or something like that.
Well, I mean, they're the only ones left, so who else?
Well, but it's like active now, and like there's still a conference until, you know, whenever. So I saw that happen today or something like that. It's not super relevant, but I thought that was funny. They're like out of spite. Like, sure, we'll give you the decision-making power.
So can they just like unilaterally suspend like the coaches for Washington, Oregon, Arizona?
Yeah. I believe there was like a caveat in there, like a stipulation that they still had to be fair and equitable to the other organizations.
But they would be the ones who determined if they're fair and equitable. So, you know,
I suppose you're right.
Is it fair and equitable for everyone to just leave all of a sudden and leave them alone?
Some would say no. And those some would probably reside at Oregon State and Washington State.
I still want the Big Ten to pick those guys up. I think we can do it.
I would. Oh, that'd be yeah. We got 18. Why not add two more?
Yeah.
I mean,
we have their rivals.
We
have Washington and
Oregon. I still believe that making a 20-team conference and then going into pods of four is the best route here, or pods of five. Play your pod for every year, right? Which would allow you to you could still use the protected games, of which you could then have Oregon State as a protected matchup, Washington State as a protected matchup. Hell, all four of those teams against each other could all be protected matchups. Just the Northwest protection, and you could still get your other conference games in as well. We're just moving to a 65-team conference eventually.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, that's what we're just gonna replace the NCAA. It's just all gonna be the Big Ten eventually.
It's the Big SEC and the Big SEC conference. It's gonna be disgusting. You'll play every team in a 10-year window.
Takes 10 years to complete one season.
Yeah. Well, one season against everybody. Let's just quickly mention this. I'm sad. Cooper Shirt.
Oh, shoot. Was also officially declared out for the season like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, did somebody finally announce it from the official team? Or
I think it was PDF? From
Josie Jewell, I think.
I thought it was from Coach Ferentz, but...
I heard Josie was the source. Josie, if you're listening, backstory behind that is we started seeing like the rumblings, like everybody else did on Twitter, and Josie was like, "Guys, I heard Coop is." Josie's always so worried about little shit. He's kind of like Gary. He's like, "Oh no, I don't want to break any rules." Josie's like, "Do not say that on the podcast if it's not confirmed on Twitter." And I was like, "Well, we're recording tonight, and I'm citing Josie Jewell as my source. Cooper DeGene out for the season." So,
did you ask Josie if he wants to own a professional lacrosse team?
I did not ask him that. No, but I think he has just I don't know. I feel like he has natural ownership to that. Like he has claim.
It's his birthright.
Yeah, I think it should be given.
It's his righteous spot to take the throne.
They're the Denver Outlaws. He plays for the most popular Denver team,
Denver Broncos.
Well, I was trying to say like he's you know, football's probably, I don't know, maybe not. Are the Nuggets more popular than the Broncos? Are the
I think the Broncos are easy.
They're probably like, yeah. So
even in their worst season.
And he is literally known as the Outlaw. They post about him all the time. He does the six shooters all the time. He has ownership in the Denver Outlaws professional lacrosse team. So
sad news about Coop though.
Yes, AF did put out a statement and it is official. He is done for the year.
Fuck.
So is that how you guys learned was from Josie?
Yeah, he's the source.
Oh, no.
He wasn't the source. I saw tweets before Josie said anything. Not good, right? Not good. They're speculating.
I'm just having... PTSD flashbacks to last year that we lost the Big Ten West title
just because he was out. Because
he got hurt, yeah. And now we're here. We just need one win out of our last two. And I was like, oh, that's going to make things a little bit more difficult.
How much does it concern you?
Significantly.
Really?
Significantly. Oh, yeah. Big time.
More so because of defensive depth or because of his punt return ability or both all around?
100% defense.
Yeah, I can't say I feel good about it either. And I think this is literally I think this is one of those players that gets hurt, no longer going to be in the contest, and it moves the line.
The line has moved. I think I saw it this morning. It was Iowa -4. It's down to -3.
The last two games just got more interesting, boys.
Yeah, Illinois got a couple good receivers too, and they like to throw the ball around a little bit this year.
Yeah, they do. Let me pull up the stats for the old Illinois Fighting Berts.
Yeah, Isaiah Williams got almost 900 yards and 5 TDs on the year. He's a pretty solid player.
Well, how much of that was just from their last game against Indiana?
Probably a decent amount of it.
A lot.
I can go and look into that.
For John Paddock came in. I believe Luke Altmaier or Alt something.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Altmaier.
Is the quarterback, and they announced that he's going to be the one starting this weekend.
I kind of like that.
The Paddock guy is playing good.
Yeah. Like, well, someone in the Discord made a good, or maybe it was in the Twitter comments, made a good point. Like, they could just be making Altmaier the starter so that we have to prepare for both of them. You're preparing for the same offense, you know. It would be different if, like, one of them was like Lamar Jackson and he could run a bunch. But I mean, this is John Paddock.
Mac Jones.
Right. Yeah. The other one is, you know, I don't know.
But yeah, to answer your question, he had 9 receptions and 200 yards and 2 touchdowns last game.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot. Paddock threw for 507 on only 36 attempts, 24 completions. God, that's a hell of a completion, yards per completion. Wow.
It was a crazy game.
That's 20 yards per completion.
It was just every play was just like turning the game into 500.
4 tutters and 1 pick. I believe if I could find the stats here, but I think I can kind of rattle them off my memory. They have given up a lot of points this year as well. They've scored a decent amount.
Mm-hmm.
But they have also, and this was sort of the surprising thing early on when they started to lose games. We're kind of looking at Illinois. We kind of thought like, they had a great defense last year. And all of a sudden, things are sort of blatantly different there in Champaign. And is that good news for our offense who struggles against everybody? I mean, it's better than them having a great defense, I guess. But this could be interesting on Saturday in Kinnick.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to need a great game. Deshaun Lee, next man in. Got to step up. And we're going to need a great game out of him because you know they're going to be that good offenses, smart OCs, like new guy. I'm coming right at him, especially if it's an in-game injury. It's like in-game defensive back goes down.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, they're going to attack that guy.
And that's exactly what Nebraska did to us last year.
Well, yeah. And I don't blame them. That's smart. I think that was their offense the rest of the game was throw it.
Yeah, it was throw it to Trey Palmer. Yeah.
Yeah.
For reference here, Illinois' rushing defense sits 78th in the country. They give up 155 yards of rushing per game and about 4 yards per rush. So, If we can get the big boys moving, you know, we've had games this year where we catch a little consistency. We get that run game going. We have the backs to do it. I think they've
got a pretty solid defensive line though. But one of their guys is like all American.
Well, we run away from that guy.
Yeah.
Let's see the passing defense here. I can't. Passing yards allowed. It's always fun to go. If you guys ever want to have some fun or you're bored, go to NCAA.com/stats. It's a great place. Grant, I'm sure you do it all the time.
I'm not a huge stat guy.
You don't like
I trust this brain up here.
You just go off feel, huh?
Yeah.
Illinois, very similar in the passing defense, 77th instead of 78th. So they're sitting just below average in the country. They give up 233 yards of passing per game.
I want to say their secondary is pretty banged up, too.
Could be. They've given up 19 opposing passing touchdowns. Yeah. So, I mean, this defense is not.
What was the game in Champaign a couple years ago? Or was it last year? 9-6?
Yeah.
That was last year.
Yeah. That's not going to be this game this year.
No. I don't believe so. We'll talk about it here in a second, but I think the over-under is somewhere like 30.5, 31 when it opened up. And I am not betting the under this week. I'm not going to bet the over.
Do it. Oh, come on.
No. But I'm not taking the under on this one.
So
now against Nebraska next week, Nebraska, the Cornhuskers next week, I don't care where you put that over under. Put it at 10 under.
Oh. If Cooper DeJean was playing, I probably would have agreed with you, but
yeah, you're right. That's probably got something to do with it. And we'll get a little taste of that this week. What else was there that I was going to mention? That was really it. Cooper's out. They're saying it's a leg injury. I've seen like 10 different injuries because people all create their own idea. It's like, oh, it's turf toe. No, it's a broken fibula. Oh no, it's a sprained ankle. No, it's a broken foot. Oh, he had his third leg went and snapped his knee off. I don't know what it is. He's not playing, which really sucks for him because God damn it. There's a strong likelihood that we end up in Indianapolis. You do not get a lot of chances at a Big Ten championship playing in Indy. He did get to play in the 21 game as a special teams guy 2 years ago, but fuck, man, that hurts.
Hurts real bad, man. Hurts real bad. Feel for him. This is probably going to be his last season as a Hawkeye. And
do you think this increases or decreases his chance of wherever he was at coming back for his last year?
I don't think it changes much. I can't crawl into the guy's psyche, you know, but
I know you hate
him. He had a first round draft grade coming into the year. Nothing he did this year changes any of that. Like, and it sounds like it's not an injury that's going to affect his draft stock at all.
Right.
So I, you know, it depends. You know, some people just want to stay in college.
I selfishly hope that Coop is the kind of guy that's just like, damn, I want to go out on my own terms. I want a full season in the black and gold. I want to know when my last game in Kinnick is actually my last game. I'm coming back, baby. That would be a fully erect Tyler Kluver if he ever made that announcement.
I don't foresee this injury changing his decision one way or the other, though.
Okay. All right.
But I don't know the guy that well. So, yeah.
The official statement just says lower leg injury, by the way. It doesn't have anything specific.
All right. Well, should probably any other breakdown on this Illinois game?
I mean, I feel good about it if the offense plays like we did last week.
Get Caleb Brown involved, baby. Let's go.
I don't know. It's they're definitely going to attack our corners a lot this game. And yep. They're gonna have to play a really, really strong game in order for us to keep it to the type of game that we want to play instead of the throw it all around the yard type of game that Illinois will probably want to make it. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Other kind of sad news, but probably expected because he almost qualifies for the senior discount at like a Golden Corral. Tory Taylor announced that he will officially not be returning next year as well. Probably because
I didn't even think he had another year of eligibility though.
I couldn't have even told you how many he had left either. But there's a strong likelihood he ends up on an NFL roster kicking for an NFL team. So that's completely understandable. The man is 26 years old.
Yeah, and he's got a freaking pitching iron as a foot.
He sure does. So good for him. But Hawk fans, if you're in Kinnick Stadium this weekend, enjoy one last game of Tory Taylor on Duke Slater Field because I'm not necessarily worried about our punting. I think Coach Woods has that shit under control. Trust them. But we ain't getting another Tory Taylor.
Tory Taylors do not grow on trees.
No. But if they do, those trees are grown in Australia. So,
do you think we go back down under?
We should never get another American ever again.
Oh, well.
When it comes to punters, Aussie, you go to the Gold Coast, you go to Sydney, you go to Brisbane, you find them. You go over there.
How do you recruit these guys even? Like, how do you, like?
There's a service called Pro Kick Australia. Who specifically takes kids who are in the rugby game and have shown promise with their leg, and they convert them, teach them American punting style, and then they have connections over here with college scouts and coaches.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah. So my first call would be straight to Pro Kick Australia and be like, hey, who's your best guy?
Who you got? We'd love to punt the ball here.
We punted a lot, man. They probably have Iowa on speed dial.
Why wouldn't they?
I don't know.
I think there's just a mass, like there's like secretly a massive group of just Iowa fans all over Melbourne just because of punting.
Oh yeah.
Like they just can't get enough of it.
We need to send some Hawks by mail.
It's like 12 Iowa bars in downtown Melbourne.
And we need to get some H-band flags over there.
I'd volunteer myself to go scout some punters down in Australia. That sounds like a good gig.
Yeah, we could probably get the, we could probably call up the university and get them to expense that.
Yeah. Kurt. Yeah. He kicks the ball real far, man.
I mean, you'd probably just be on the phone with LeVar, honestly. LeVar, you'd be saving LeVar a trip. He didn't want to go back.
I volunteer for that job if anyone's offering it.
Volunteer's tribute. New Hunger Games movie coming out soon. Or maybe it's out.
You'd be a Hunger Games guy?
I am, yeah. I am a huge Hunger Games guy. Divergent, Hunger Games.
I don't like the Divergent ones.
Maze Runner. All three of those. I'm a big sort of like...
It's like teen novels.
Yeah. Give me the teen, like sci-fi dystopia or whatever you want to call those.
What about like Twilight?
I never read Twilight, but I did watch a little bit of the movies. I know Taylor Lautner was in the movies. I think he was the... what's his face?
Pattinson.
What's his first name?
Robert.
Robert Pattinson. Yeah.
Yeah.
You big Twilight guy?
I can't say I've seen any of them.
All right. Well, that brings us to everybody's favorite segment of the week.
DJ Kevin.
Yeah. All I do is win, no matter what. There's breaking news.
There's breaking news in the Betfred-sponsored betting segment?
I have breaking news.
Oh, my.
The last 5 packs of Hops by a Million have been sold at Back Pocket
Brewery. What?
We're out?
According to this guy, he claims to have bought the last 5.
Let's go. We sold out of
breaking news.
I'm pretty sure they told me that they made 100 cases, 2,400 cans. So we sold out of 2,400 in a week. Not even
5 days.
Let's fucking go, boys.
Power of the brand.
Dude, Kinnick, here we come. Every Hy-Vee and Fairway and Walmart across the state. We're coming.
It's a quality beer, man. It's a quality beer. Thank you for that breaking news. That's awesome.
Get us the can on a sweatshirt that just says, we're coming. Hy-Vee, we're coming.
Hopefully this guy just isn't lying, but I highly doubt.
We've already got people on Twitter tagging me with some distributor or some big liquor guy in Des Moines. They already called him, and he's like, dude, I don't know anything about this beer. We're like, yeah, because we've only made one batch and it was only sold in store in Coralville. Give us some time. Shout out to Back Pocket, huge now partner, more than sponsor, partner. And shout out to Betfred. Download the Betfred Iowa app today. Oh, boys, we got some new promos.
Promos?
I got hit with some new promos this week.
I love a good promo.
Now, how about this? Little welcome offer. If you have not signed up for Betfred yet, think about this. There has never been a better time than right now to bet with the Bonus King. Betfred has you covered on all of the action like nobody else with their exclusive welcome offer you can't lose. Exclusive welcome offer is this right here. Your first qualifying bet of $20 or more will be matched with a Fred bet up to $105 if it loses. If you've already signed up, there's a huge slate of weekly and daily promos on all of your favorite sports, including probably some of that rugby from Australia that we were just talking about.
I saw there was you could bet, I believe they had like a forklift operating championships.
No.
Last weekend. I saw lines for it going around Twitter.
Oh, that would be incredible. I don't know if Betfred has that, but they've got a lot. Download the app today. Betfred, more bonuses, more bets. This says must read. Must be 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Proud partner of the Washed Up Walk-Ons.
Yeah, you've had must read on that document. I think that's the first time you've ever actually read it, though.
You know, we do what we want around here. Fuck it. Betfred, Ward's winner segment of the week. Kevin Ward, tell me what is catching your eye.
I got another breaking.
More breaking news?
More breaking news.
Do you have like an alarm button on your?
I need
Quiver starts talking, and I start scrolling Twitter because he bores me. But Iowa Swarm just announced double the impact. Swarm matching challenge till December 31st. Every donation matched dollar for dollar up to $1 million by Bruce Rastetter and holy CEO shit. Brad Heinrichs.
Oh my God.
Up to $1 million.
Bruce and Brad are putting their dough on the line.
They are putting their money where their mouth is.
Holy and those are two shit. Guys with some cash.
A lot of cash, but that is a lot of cash going out.
What if some dude just says like, okay, $999,000?
Then they'll match it. Now, do you guys think this is a response to Hops by a Million just absolutely blowing away the last 5 days in the Iowa beer world?
I think this is a response that they really want to win football games.
Oh, okay. I thought they might be scared. They saw Hops by a Million just hit the shelves or the fridges at Back Pocket, and they thought, holy shit, we gotta re-up. We gotta create some hype around our beer. No, that's huge. That is unbelievable. They were making like 75 or 100 grand per month during the season.
Sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to get on that level, boys. We're trying to make money for the hospital. They're trying to make money for the big kids who are
playing. How many players is that by us?
$1 million.
We're just buying and selling players.
Probably still not as many as Texas A&M, to be honest.
Yeah, no. They got oil money down there. Bruce Rastetter and his – how do he make his millions? He's a big rancher guy.
Yeah, agriculture. He owns a lot of land. I'm not really sure. I just know he has so much money. When they built the Hanson Performance Center, I think he was like a tenth of that. He put in like six or seven himself for like a $60, $70 million project. Good for him, huh?
Good for him, yeah.
Any more breaking news before we get to your picks?
Breaking news. I'm taking the Iowa over at 30.5.
Wow. This is huge.
Wow.
Yeah, I think
Grant is
the offense showed not only signs of life, but they played really well last week. Illinois is struggling, banged up secondary. Unfortunately, Cooper's hurt. That does not help our defense. And 30.5 is still an abysmally low over underline. Give me the over. I actually had this one before. I bet this one before today, but I was surprised that the line has not moved. I think if you're a sharp bettor out in Vegas and you're keeping up to date on all the tabs, all the teams, that this injury makes it a sure. I'm not going to say sure thing, but gives you a lot of. A lot of upside to the over, so give me the over in that game.
I've got nice weather too. I think.
What's that?
Nice weather in Kinnick. It's been beautiful in Iowa this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be a nice day. I've got Michigan -19 versus Maryland. I think it's going to be a similar game to what happened Penn State Maryland last week. They're playing just lights out football. No Harbaugh, don't give a shit. Doesn't matter on game day, in my opinion, anyway. I think they're going to steamroll them. I think they got a chip on their shoulder. They're out for blood. So Michigan in a landslide. And then I've got Nebraska, Wisconsin under 37. Nebraska, good defense, bad offense. Wisconsin, just mediocre on both sides of the ball. So under 37.
Well, I love it. I'm going to go with this one's out of the blue, but it's just calling my name. I feel patriotic. I don't know why. Navy -2.5 against East Carolina.
I thought you were going USA, University of South Alabama.
I'm not. No. Okay. But I'm going with Navy -2.5 against East Carolina. I'll be real honest. I don't know shit about either of those football teams.
East Carolina's really bad.
Okay. So we love that. I don't like the double up picks. Michigan -19 against Maryland was going to be one of them. So I'll just say this. I like your pick, Kev.
Wait, so are you not taking?
I'm not taking that one. Just Navy -2.5 for now. Second pick is going to be, give me the over 46.5 Purdue Northwestern. Give me the over.
Okay.
Guy gets hired as a full-time coach. They're rallying behind him. Neither of those teams have great defenses. Give me the over. Points. Big Ten West. Going out with a bang. And finally, bring me down to Tulane. They're a ranked football team. They are eligible for big-time bowl games. They're at Florida Atlantic, the old FAU Owls. -9.5, I'll take them. Give me -9.5. Those are my three picks. Going all over the place today, this week. Grant?
Wow.
I cannot wait to hear your bonus bets, by the way.
Do you want to hear the bonus bets first?
Yeah, you're going
to
be shocked. Give me the bonus first.
Some of the bonus bets do include Tulsa, +2.5, UNLV, +3, Arizona State, +23.5.
Wow.
Versus Oregon.
Wow.
Disgusting, disgusting South Carolina, +2 versus Kentucky. The and Cox. Here's one. I was going to ask you guys this, but you guys both went against it, so I'm a little concerned now. Can I interest either of you guys in Maryland outright?
A money line pick?
Can I interest either of you in that?
What's the money?
What are the odds?
I'll give you the odds, man. Yeah, if they win, I'll give you like the +500 odds that they probably
have. I'll give you the company if Maryland beats Michigan this week.
I just think it's like total squeeze spot. I'm just going to take 19.5. But
you're a guy that believes in the trap game.
I mean, they just
he work does
all the time.
He fully
like they
does.
Just undeniably work.
They do not work. It's fake news.
They just it happens every week.
Every week
it doesn't. It just factually.
I love this show. Oh fuck!
But no, I like all those. So here's my
Arizona action. State +23.5 against the Oregon Ducks, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Bo Nix, Heisman front runner, by the way.
I know we need him to lose.
Michael Penix Jr. because you have 22-1 on Michael Penix.
Well, here's can I share with you guys a strategy?
Absolutely.
Right, okay, so like Oregon State is favored right now against Washington this weekend.
Really?
I was thinking about this in when they had USC was like kind of a trappy line too. Do I need to be like hedging almost my Washington bet? Like, should I put like a little on Oregon State, or do I just in case like everything goes awry, or do I just like
I don't
just wait?
I don't think they're connected enough where you can like really make money there.
I think Washington as a team has won enough games that Penix can win the Heisman if he's playing well.
No, I'm talking 22-1 Washington for the entire thing.
Well, you have Washington 22-1 on the national title?
For the national title.
Oh, I thought you had Penix 22-1 on the Heisman.
No, I also have Penix for the Heisman Trophy as well. I have multiple futures.
Right? Oh, if you have 22-1 on Washington, then what is it to win what?
It's
I mean the $10 size
of $220.
$10 to win $220.
Yeah.
$10 to win $220. I mean
you could probably
you'd probably throw $5 against them every game.
Every week, yeah.
Get your money back out of it. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. That's just an idea. But my three picks are my first one, I will be jumping in front of the number one team in the country, the Georgia Bulldogs, and I'll be taking Tennessee +10 at home. I think this is all year. I've been like, if Georgia's going to lose a game, it's going to be this
trap
one.
Game.
Well, not really. I mean, they play what Georgia.
I've been told it happens every weekend.
Well, the trap game would be Maryland. If
sure. You're right.
All I'm saying is like, remember last year when they were supposed to destroy Illinois and they won like 13-12.
Yeah. Continue. I don't want to mess you up here.
Yeah. Tennessee, +10. And then I'm also taking Miami money line versus Louisville. It's an even line, so I just have to
pick them, huh? Money
line. But yeah, they're going down there. This is the thing too. I said I was going to take a team who I've seen get a stop on third down. I have seen them get a stop on third down, but I've also seen them not kneel out the clock and go in victory formation.
That was a tough one earlier this year for sure.
It might be amended to the rule, but I'm taking Miami anyway. And then I also like Wisconsin -14.5. Or oh my gosh, -4.5.
This week. You want that alternate 14.5?
We might take it. I do like an alternate 14.5 with Missouri, though.
In Madison, correct. So
it is in Madison.
But, tell me, can you guys name off the top of your head, who's going to be in the ACC championship with Florida State?
Probably Louisville still.
Is it Louisville? Is it North Carolina?
Probably Louisville. I think North Carolina is going to lose to Clemson this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, well, Dabo is fighting for his life down there, so it's a good bet.
He is. He's undefeated since the Tyler from Spartanburg situation.
True. That guy fired up a whole nation. Grant, you never disappoint. Kevin, wonderful picks this week on the Ward's Winners Betfred segment.
Pull up the rankings. Who are we both just one game behind G-Bone right now?
It all just moved up. Like everyone went the same record.
Okay.
Everyone went 2-1 last week, so it should be.
We're very tight. It's very tight coming down to the end here.
Everyone either has 19 or 18.
I think I have 18. I'm 18 and 16. You're 18. Yeah.
Technically, Kevin is a little bit better because he has less.
Yeah, he's like 18, 14, and 2.
Got a couple pushes on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what are you, like 19 and 15?
19 and 14.
19 and 14. Okay. So one weekend is all it takes right now.
Someone goes 3-0, they're just going to take the whole thing.
What is the winner between us three get? Like the best t-shirt, the best JMU t-shirt, and the other two get like the dog shit one?
I don't know. We do have to think of something fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Again, adcraftwebstores.com/washedupwalkonsholiday2023. I would point you to the Hops by a Million beer, but you're going to have to wait for that next bash, I guess. Breaking news. And help us out. Tell a friend. Share us. Follow us on the socials. Washed Up Walk-Ons. Thank you guys for tuning in. Let's go get a dub and secure the West, boys. Let's bring that home. Talk to you next time. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons, where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a Million.